I'm very thankful and honored to be able to share God's word with you this almost afternoon now.
我很感恩，也能够很荣幸能够在这里与大家差不多中午的时间来与大家分享神的话。
In the New Testament, there are recorded for us more than 35 miracles that Jesus performed during his earthly ministry.
在圣经里面呢，记录的这个神迹呢，在耶稣基督在地上超过这个35个神迹。
In our English service, we are going through a series of the miracles of Christ.
在英语的聚会中，我们讲到耶稣基督的神迹。
And this is one of the miracles that I have preached so far from from the Gospel of Matthew, which is also recorded for us in the Gospel of Mark as well as Luke.
这个神迹是我所传讲的，也记载在马太福音、还有约翰福音，包括马可福音。
Now, of course, Jesus did more than the miracles that are recorded here. Depending on how you count them, there are about 35 to 40 miracles.
耶稣基督所行的神迹，自然是超过这里所记载这35到40个神迹。
And what is the purpose of the miracles of Christ?
而耶稣基督的神迹的目的是什么呢？
We will find that answer as we look at the healing of the paralyzed man.
我们可以从这个瘫子的医治中找到答案。
I'm sure all of us love to hear stories.
我相信我们都喜欢听故事。
I think young and old love stories.
不管老少都喜欢听故事。
And in particular, you find that the stories of Jesus are so heartwarming and appealing.
我们看见耶稣基督所讲的故事是非常的温暖人的心窝。
He used many everyday illustrations, which we call parables, to teach spiritual truths.
他用许多的这个比喻来教导真理。
And we also see in Scripture the narrative or record of the miracles which he performed to show us who Jesus really is.
我们也看到福音书所记载的耶稣基督所行的神迹告诉我们耶稣基督是谁。
When you read the scripture passage on the miracle of the healing of the paralytic, you can, I hope you will try and imagine, all right, that scene.
当我们看到这个关于瘫子的得医治的这个记载，让我们能够到那个瘫子当中的那样的幅画。
At this point in Jesus' ministry, he's become popular because people have heard about how he taught authoritatively and how he can heal many who are sick.
在这个时候呢，耶稣基督的声名声远播，因为他是有权柄的来教导，也有权柄的来医治。
So we see one of these common occurrences during his ministry where a whole crowd is gathered at a place to listen to him as well as to ask for healing.
我们看，也看到记载，就是耶稣基督在面对一大群的群众的时候，来听他讲道，也盼望他能够来医治。
And this miracle happened in the city of Capernaum.
这个神迹是发生在加百农。
And it happened also in an atmosphere of hostility by the religious rulers against Jesus.
而这样的情况底下是在充满对耶稣基督的这个敌意的。
In this miracle, our Lord claimed to be God incarnate, God in the flesh.
在这个神迹里面彰显耶稣基督所宣称的道成肉身。
And there are several proofs that we see in this healing of the paralytic of Jesus' claim as the God-man.
而在这医治瘫子的这个事件当中，也看见耶稣基督所宣称的神性。
First of all, we observe the perception of Christ.
首先我们来看耶稣基督的观点。
Now there was a group of four friends who were carrying their paralyzed friend on his bed.
而在耶稣基督讲道的时候，有四个朋友抬这个瘫子到耶稣基督那里。It's
probably like a stretcher that sometimes you see those ambulance carry sick patients onto the ambulance.
很可能就是好像一个担架来抬这个病人进这个救伤车，现在我们所看见的。
So when they heard that Jesus was in this particular place, They brought their friend for Jesus to heal him.
所以当他们知道耶稣基督在那里讲道的时候，他们就把他的朋友带到耶稣基督那里来医治他。
When they arrived, they were shocked. The whole place was crowded. How to get through?
他们到那里的时候发觉到许多的人，他们如何达到耶稣基督那里呢？
There was no way they could push their way through.
他们没有办法来带到耶稣基督那里。
Because everyone was eager, you know, to hear Jesus and to approach him.
因为每个人都很渴望来听耶稣基督的话，来到耶稣基督面前。
Sometimes we see all this queuing on the first day the new phones are released.
我们何其会看到这个苹果iPhone 的这个迷呢，在那里排队等着拿着苹果手机。
I still remember when there was no proper queue system in Singapore. When I was queuing for bus, you have to literally fight your way up.
我记得当时那个没有这个很好的排队的系统的时候，我记得我要搭巴士上车的时候，我真的要抢着上车。
So when I was in secondary school, I was a very small person.
当我在中学的时候，我的个子比较小。
You won't believe I was less than 110 pounds.
你不相信我是少过110磅。
Now I shouldn't tell you.
现在我应该是多了。
And I always lose out fighting with the bigger guys going up the bus.
我常常输给那些个子大的人。
And sometimes I did very dangerous thing. I hang on.To the bus on the last step, and literally you can feel the wind as the bus moves.
我曾经就是抓住这个巴士这个把手在外面呢，就是脚呢可以感觉到巴士的这个风进来。
The whole bus was packed; that you could not move people anymore.
整个巴士都挤满了人，你不能够移动。
So here is a situation where they cannot push their way through.
这就是这样的情况，他们不能够进到耶稣那里。
So what should they do?
他们要怎么做呢？
They were very desperate and keen to get their friend healed.
他们很渴望能够使他朋友得医治。
So they had a smart idea.
他们有聪明的想法。
We can't go through, we will go down.
我们不能够直接去，我们就从上而下。
So they climbed up to the roof of the house.
他们就爬到屋顶。
Took away some towels.
他们拿了一些瓦片。
And open up a hole.
打开一个洞。
Big enough for them to let the stretcher down slowly with four ropes hanging.
是能够大到一个地步，能够把他的朋友呢，瘫子的朋友，慢慢的来垂下来。
And they lowered him right in front where Jesus was.
他们就把他放到耶稣基督的面前。
How would Jesus respond?
耶稣基督的反应如何？
Will he scold them?
他是否骂他们呢？
Well, first of all, let's look at the perception of Christ.
我们来看耶稣基督的观点。
Jesus perceived the faith of these men.
耶稣基督看见他们的信心。
And he was touched by the loving act of the paralytic's four friends.
他为这瘫子的朋友的爱心所感动。
And he did not chide them.
他并没有责备他们。
In fact, he was very kind, and he commended them.
而耶稣基督很恩慈地对待他们，称赞他们。
So what we learn from the four friends is that genuine faith results in action.
我们从这四个朋友身上学习真诚的信心，付诸于行动。
The four friends were making a great effort to get their paralyzed friend to the Lord Jesus.
四个朋友很努力地来使到瘫子的朋友带到耶稣基督那里。
They did not give up because of the crowd.
他们没有因着众人多而放弃。
And it is said that men of greatest faith are men of hardest work.
那些有信心的人往往是有最用功的人。
There was a man, a missionary, by the name of William Carey.
有一个宣教士叫做威廉·卡勒。
He was an English Baptist missionary and a reform minister known as the father of modern missions.
他曾是这个英国的浸信会的宣教士，也是改革中的这个牧师，也被称为现今宣教的这个父。
And I'd like to share with you one of his famous sayings.
我要与大家分享他所讲的名言。
He said this, I quote, expect great things from God, attempt great things for him.
他说从神那里期望大事，并且为神成大事。
This statement reveals the faith, the great faith of this missionary William Carey.
这句话就反映出威廉·凯勒对神的大的信心。
If you are a man of faith, you are also a man who work hard.
假如你是有信心的人，你也是一个有这个用功的人。
You will not be someone who just sit and warm the pews.
你不是一个坐在那里坐凳板凳的人。
You will be actively putting your hand to the plow, working together to further the kingdom of God.
你乃是一起来扶着犁来宣扬主的道，使主的国度增长。
So you believe in prayer, you say?
你说你相信祷告。
Do you pray every day?
你是否每天祷告？
You say you believe in this and that, but do you carry out in action what you say you believe?
你说你相信这些，但是你是否行动反映出这些？
Genuine faith results in action.
真诚的信心反映在真诚的行动。
Secondly, genuine faith perseveres.
而真诚的信心第二点是反映出忍耐。
It doesn't give up easily.
他不轻易放弃。
Now the obstacle of a big crowd blocking their way did not deter and hinder this man.
而那群众的这个多呢，并不使到这些拦阻这些人的努力。
Sometimes we hear this motto which says, "No pain, no gain."
我们曾经听过这样的一个话说，没有痛苦就没有得益处。
I don't know whether the Chinese has a similar saying.
Not sure.
Not sure. Okay. No pain, no gain. How do you explain?
无痛无益。
Okay. This motto, my point is, applies to many aspects of the Christian life.
而这样的一个标语也反映出基督徒的生命。
In fact, it applies generally in life.
这就是我们在生命中常常反映的。
If you don't work hard, how do you attain success?
假如你不努力工作，你又怎么会有成功呢？
There are only very few people who grew up with what we call a silver spoon in their mouth.
只有很少数的人是在这个富裕的家庭成长。
Because they have great wealthy parents.
因为他们有很富裕的父母亲。
So a lot of things are just handed down like, you know, so easily to them to take over.
所以很多时候就是把这些财富遗留给他们。
But generally, for most people, we have to work hard to succeed in life.
但是普遍上来说，我们都必须要来努力来成功。
The same with the Christian life.
在基督徒的生命也是一样。
The Bible tells us to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
圣经告诉我们要以这个来战惊恐惊来以致得救。
It doesn't mean we work to earn our salvation, but after we are saved,We must work that salvation out.
不是说我们要靠行为得救，乃是我们得救之后来行善。
So if you desire to grow to spiritual maturity, you must put in effort.
所以我们要在属灵上面成长，我们必须付出努力。
You must discipline yourself to read the scripture every day.
我们要有纪律每天读圣经。
You must discipline yourself to get up early, to come to church early for worship.
我们必须要有纪律来起身来到教会找道。
Can I just sidetrack a bit?
我要分歧一点。
You know, some churches, they have a service later for young people.
我们看到一些教会，他们有一些聚会是较晚的给年轻人。
The very early service is for the seniors.
很早的聚会是给年老的人。
You know why?
为什么呢？
Young people tend to wake up late on weekends.
因为年轻人在周末常常迟起身。
You tell them to come for 9:30 service, 哇，金康 call.
只要你叫他们来早上9:30的聚会，很辛苦。
And I know in the English service, some of the parents come late because of their teenage children.
我知道在英语崇拜，有些父母迟到是因为他们年少的这个孩子们迟起身。
And some of them complain to me, they just can't get up.
有些向我投诉说他们就不能够起身。
So they hold a later service.
所以他们就有教池的崇拜。
And then all of us who are more senior, we usually wake up early.
我们这些比较年纪有年纪的，通常比较早起。
We don't sleep so much.
我们睡得不多。
So we wake up early.
所以我们很早起身。
And early morning service is good for us.
而且很早的聚会对我们很好。
Unfortunately, we have two services here, so we can't.Do what other churches does.
很可惜就是我们不能够一起。
So the point is no pain, no gain.
这个重点就是我们要付出就要付出才有这个收成果。
Because genuine faith will persevere.
因为真诚的信心会忍耐。
It will work hard to attain spiritual growth and maturity.
而真诚的信心会来付出行动来达到属灵的成熟。
And that is why sometimes you see some Christians they grow faster than others spiritually.
你发觉到在属灵上一些基督徒会比其他基督徒成长更快。
Next, we see the genuine faith succeeds.
接下去我们看真诚的信心会成功。
In our story, it succeeds in this way, in that the four men were not chided for spoiling the rooftop.
我们看见那四个朋友没有被因为拆屋顶被责备。
In faith, in fact, their faith was rewarded by the Lord.
而他们的信心为主所奖赏。
And how is it rewarded?
他们如何被奖赏呢？
They wanted their friend to be healed, and he was healed.
他们希望朋友得医治，他的朋友得医治了。
Secondly, we see that Jesus perceived the paralytic's real need.
第二点，我们看见耶稣基督看到那瘫子的真的需要。
The Lord immediately dealt with the basic need of mankind.
耶稣基督很直接的来解决人基本的需要。
And that basic need of all men is the sin problem.
但是人最基本的需要其实就是罪。
The physical illness and affliction is not the main problem.
而身体的疾病不是主要的问题。
In fact, diseases and all that we see in this world are a result of sin, which is the basic fundamental problem of mankind.
我们看到各样的疾病痛苦，其实都是因为人的罪导致的。
Sin is a spiritual disease far more serious than any physical ailment.
罪乃是属灵上的疾病，是更比任何的这个身体的疾病更严重。
And that the Lord Jesus said to the man, "Be of good cheer," seems to indicate that in the man's heart was a longing to receive more than just physical healing.
耶稣基督说：“放心，就是告诉我们那个人的心渴望得到比这个身体得医治还要更大的需要。”
Thirdly.We see in this story that Jesus perceived the Pharisees' thoughts.
另外一点，第三点，我们也看见耶稣基督看到法利赛人的思念。
They were talking in the head, but the Lord perceived their thoughts.
法利赛人心中在想的这些想法，耶稣基督知道了。
When Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Your sins are forgiven you," they reasoned in their heart.That Jesus was guilty of blasphemy.
当耶稣基督说你的这个罪得到赦免的时候，那么耶稣基督就知道法利赛人在想你是说了健忘的话了。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because in granting forgiveness, Jesus had exercised a divine prerogative.
当耶稣基督讲出赦免的话的时候，耶稣基督在行使只有神才做到的权柄。
Yes, only God can forgive sin. Who is this man who dare claim to be able to forgive sin?
是的，只有神才能够赦免人的罪。这个人是什么人，竟敢来赦免人的罪呢？
So they don't get it right because Jesus is really God.
他们并不能够了解，因为耶稣实在就是神。
But they think he's only a human like them.
他们却认为耶稣基督好像他们是人一样。
Therefore, in their hearts, they say this man committed blasphemy.
所以在他们的心中想，耶稣基督说了健忘的话。
What is blasphemy?
这个健忘是什么呢？
Well, first of all, blasphemy against a human being means to speak evil of that person.
而这个健忘就是讲出这个恶言关于这个人。
But blasphemy against God involves not merely cursing His name, but also attempting to usurp the rights that belong only to the Creator.
那么这个亵渎呢，不但是侮辱神的名，也是滥用神的这个权柄来做事。
So suppose Jesus is not who He claims to be.Then indeed, he will be guilty of blasphemy.
假如耶稣基督不是说他所宣称是神的话，那么实在耶稣基督是亵渎神。
So the miracles authenticate his claim.
但是这些神迹来证实耶稣基督所宣称的。
They are actually signs that point to the fact that Jesus is indeed the Son of God.
那么这些迹象都显示出耶稣基督本身就是神。
The problem with these religious rulers is they did not believe him.
但是问题是这些宗教领袖他们不信耶稣。
And John chapter 1 tells us he came unto his own, but his own received him not.
约翰福音一章那里说他来到自己的地方，自己的人却不接待他。
So the Lord perceived what they were saying about him.
所以耶稣基督知道他们的心中思念。
Because he is the all-knowing second person of the Holy Trinity.
因为耶稣基督就是那三位一体中第二位格圣洁的神，知道人的一切。
And do you know, brothers and sisters in Christ and friends, God knows what you and I are thinking.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，平起朋友们，让我们知道神现在知道我们心中所想的。
Sometimes we may not speak against God or against another person. We only say it in our head, but God knows it.
也许我们不在嘴巴讲出冒犯人或者神的话，但是我们心中这样想。
Because sometimes you find that our reaction towards people actually reveals what we are thinking.
其实我们的对人的反应就反映出我们心中的思念。
I remember a brother sharing in our English service that sometimes he was approaching some members of the church to say hello and shake hands. The person just turned away and walked off.
有一个我们的弟兄在聚会的时候讲到，有时候他要向某一些人握手的时候，这些人却转身离去。
He thought he was mistaken the first time. He tried the second time. Happened again.
他以为他第一次是被误会，但是他第二次再尝试又是这样。
So he was wondering, what has this person against me?
他就想，到底我得罪了这个人什么呢？
You know the accuser of the brethren?
你是否知道控告弟兄的人？
Satan is called the accuser of the brethren, and he makes us accuse one another first of all in our mind.
而这个撒旦就是控告弟兄的，他也使到我们在思念里面控告我们的弟兄。
And that is why it's so important, as 2 Corinthians tell us, that we must submit all our thoughts to the captivity of Christ.
而在哥林多后书也讲到，我们必须将我们的思念顺从在大全能的神手下。
Because ultimately, what we hold against each other will come out in our responses. Body language, we call it.
因为在我们心中所想念的会在我们的身体语言反映出来。
And also remember, brothers and sisters, God knows what we do in the dark when nobody is around.
神知道我们在没有人的情况下所做的黑暗的事。
And young people, God knows what you're looking at when you are with your internet or smartphone serving when your parents are not around.
年轻人，神知道当你的父母不在的时候，你在手机里面所观看的一切。
None of us can get away from God's knowledge of us.
没有人能够逃避神所的这位全知全能的神。
And this is both, on the one hand, a comfort.
这在一方面是一种安慰。
That God knows all about us.
神知道我们的一切。
And therefore, He cares about us.
所以神顾念我们。
On the other hand, if we rebel against Him, it's a scary thing.
但是另外一方面，假如我们是违背神的话，这是可怕的事。
Because God also knows what we are doing against Him.
因为神也知道我们在做悖逆他的事。
And I hope that all of us will be careful with our words and our thoughts, and be kind one to another.
所以希望我们能够来在我们的言语和我们的思念里面来谨慎。
Secondly, we want to look at the pardon of Christ.
接下去我们要看耶稣基督的赦免。
We find that this pardon is supernatural.
我们看到这个赦免是
supernatural.
超越自然的，超自然的。
Because only God can forgive sin, remember?
因为只有神才能够赦免罪。
And the crux of this series of miracles of Christ was the pardon of sin.
而这个一系列的这个神迹呢，赦免罪就是主要的。
Man can forgive, but he cannot remove the eternal consequences of sin.
人可以赦免，但是他们不可以除掉那最永恒的刑罚。
And this pardon of Christ is here and now.
而这个耶稣基督的赦免是现在。
We experience his forgiveness now.
我们现在经历他的赦免。
Not in the future he will forgive us.
不是在未来经历他赦免。
When we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, after we repent of our sin, God forgive our sins, past, present, future.
当我们信靠耶稣的时候，神赦免我们以前、现在、过去的罪。
And Matthew emphasized this aspect by using the present tense, your sins are forgiven.
而这个马太福音在用这段经文是说，你的罪现在得赦免。
He did not say your sins will be forgiven in the future.
他不是在那里用未来的事的词说你的罪。
Right now, God forgives Jesus, forgive him of all his sins.
耶稣用的是词是现在式的，是现在你得赦免。
And this forgiveness of God is complete and permanent.
而这个神的赦免是完全永恒的。
Human beings tend to forgive partially and also selectively.
而人往往是选择性并且是部分的来赦免原谅。
But God forgives all our sins.
但是神赦免我们一切的罪。
And sometimes people will say, since God forgives all my sins, past, present, future, why is there a need for me to confess my sins?
有的人说，既然神赦免我们过去、现在、未来的罪，那我为什么要向神认罪
？And there's a teaching going on in some churches that you don't, Christians do not have to ask God to confess their sin and ask God for forgiveness.
有一些教会教导基督徒不需要向神认罪，不需要向神求赦免。
But this is not biblical.
我要告诉你，这是不属圣经的。
And the simple fact is.John, the beloved apostle of Christ, writing in 1 John 1:9 tells us, he's writing to believers, by the way, and he says, if you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness.
而使徒约翰在约翰一书一章九节针对基督徒来说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
The life of a Christian is actually a life of repentance and faith.
一个基督徒的一生就是一生的来悔改而信靠神。
Why is that so?
为何如此？
Because we are not perfect.
因为我们都不完全。
After we have trusted Jesus, the sin nature is still in us.
因为我们信靠了耶稣基督，我们内心还是会要犯罪。
And unless we submit ourselves to the control of the Holy Spirit, the sins of the flesh will rear its ugly head.
除非我们愿意来顺从圣灵，不然的话，我们的还会顺从肉体。
And so when we sin as a Christian, what do we do?
假如我们基督徒犯罪，我们要如何行
？We are like a child who belongs to a family and sin against the parents, and we have to tell our parents, "I'm sorry, Dad or Mom. You know, I shouldn't have said this to you."
所以我们就好像一个小孩，在一个家庭里面得罪了父母亲，我们就向父母亲说，求他们原谅。
The confession and repentance of a Christian.Is not receiving Christ over again and over again as Savior.
而基督徒的认罪悔改不是重新再接受耶稣基督，不断的接受耶稣基督。
The confession of a Christian is to repair the fellowship that we have with God our Father that is broken because of our sin.
而基督徒的认罪乃是来恢复与神之间的沟通。
So don't believe those people who tell you that a Christian no need to confess their sins anymore.
我们不要去相信那些人在教导基督徒不需要认罪悔改。
They might as well teach their children don't have to say sorry to me, your father or mother, if you sin against me.
他们倒不如告诉自己的孩子，你得罪我父母的时候，不需要来说道歉。
And the word sorry is a powerful word, isn't it?
他说对不起是一个很有力的字。
But not an easy word to use, isn't it?
也不是容易的字说。
Because of our pride, husbands do not say sorry to the wife, the wife do not say sorry to the husband, then there is cold war.
因为我们的骄傲，所以丈夫不愿意对妻子说抱歉，妻子也不愿意对丈夫说对不起，所以那里就开始冷战。
We just sit and wait for each other to take the first move.
我们就坐在那里等待对方来说出第一句道歉。
But we thank God that His forgiveness is complete and permanent.
但是我们感谢神的赦免是完全是永恒的。
And finally, we see in this miracle the power of Christ.
最后我们要看见这个神迹里面告诉我们基督的这个能力。
First of all, we see that there is power that proves his claim to be the Son of God.
首先我们就是看见耶稣基督所宣称他是神的这个能力彰显出来。
Let me ask you this question.
让我问你这个问题。
Is it easier to say your sins are forgiven you or arise and walk?
让我问你这个问题，是否说你的罪得赦免呢比较容易，还是你起来行走呢？
How many of you say it's easier to say arise and walk? Raise your hand.
我们当中有哪位认为讲你起来行走比较容易的，请举手。
Nobody.
没有人举手。
Who say it's easier to say your sins are forgiven you?
谁认为你的罪得赦免是容易讲的，请举手。
Only a few, the rest sit on the fence.
只有少数的人其他的都是在中间了。
Let me ask you a second question before we answer the first question. Which is easier to do?
让我问你第二个问题，哪一个是比较容易做？
Which is easier to do?
哪一个比较容易做呢？
Now suppose I pretend to be Jesus.
假设我是耶稣。
Pretend,
假设也。
I'm not claiming to be Jesus Christ,
我不是宣称自己是耶稣。
So don't tell the English congregation, Pastor Gunn claim to be Jesus Christ, I'll be kicked out straight away.
英文部等一下以为我自己宣称是耶稣把我赶走。
Suppose I pretend to be Jesus Christ, is it easier for me to say to Preacher Job, if Preacher Job got a physical problem, and I say,Rise up and walk.
假如我宣称是耶稣，跟杨传道说，你起来行走比较容易吗？
I think it's easier on a human perspective, to say your sins are forgiven you.
我觉得从人的观点来说，是你的罪得赦是容易讲的。
Because you can't see that happen, right?
因为你看不见真的事情发生。
But if I say, arise and walk.
但是我告诉你，你起来行走。
And he doesn't get up and walk. Wow.
只要他没有起来行走。
That's a problem for me.
就是证明是假的。
But which is easier to do?
哪一个比较容易做呢？
Actually, from God's point of view, it's easier to heal than to forgive.
从神的眼光来说，是你最得赦是比较容易的。
Even from a human point.To forgive someone is difficult, isn't it?
从人的眼光来看，要原谅人是不容易的。
Sometimes we make Christianity so cheap.
有时候有人滥用了基督徒的信仰。
We say believe in Jesus.
你说相信耶稣。
It's very good.
是很好的。
That's not wrong.
那没有错。
But do you know that for God to forgive you and I, sinners of our sin,demands great cost on his part.
但是假如从神的角度来要原谅你和我们的罪呢，在于神来说是要付出很大的代价。
In order to forgive our sin, God has to meet both the demands of love and justice.
要来原谅我们的罪，神要达到这个两方面的要求，就是公义的要求和慈爱的要求。
The love of God is not a soft, sentimental love that say, "I will sweep everything under the carpet and forgive you."
而神的慈爱不会容许我们来遮盖，不去看我们的罪。
The love of God is a holy love.
而神的爱是圣洁的爱。
He says the wages of sin is death.
他说罪的工价是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
但是神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里的乃是永生。
So God loves us and he doesn't want sinners to perish in hell.
神爱我们，不愿意罪人在地狱受苦。
But he is holy, he cannot sweep our sin under the carpet.
但是他是圣洁，他又不能够坐视不理。
He must satisfy his holiness.
他必须达到他圣洁的要求。
And in order to do that, he sent his only begotten son, the perfect sinless son of God, to pay that penalty on your behalf and mine.
要达到这样的要求，他必须差他的儿子圣洁无瑕疵的儿子神的羔羊来为你和我的罪付上赎价。
So that we can have our sins forgiven and be reconciled to him.
使到我们的罪得赦免，使到我们与神和好。
So to prove that he could do the more difficult thing, forgive sins, our Lord did the easier and more veritable thing. He healed the paralytic. He says, "Rise up and walk."
要做到这个更难的这个赦免人的罪的这个句话呢，耶稣基督做了。比较容易的就是叫那人起来行走。
And in so doing, the miracle proved that Jesus must be God.
而这个神迹呢，也证明了耶稣基督就像他所称的，就是神。
We see here also the power that pictures man's helplessness to save himself.
我们也看见这个图画，看到人是对自己是没有办法救自己的。
And even the loving and persistent help of friends could not heal this man.
甚至这些人的朋友的这个爱心也不能够来医治人。
What this man needs is God's power and mercy.
而这个瘫子所需要的就是神的怜悯和能力。
So in conclusion,
为总结
let me skip this.Remember in Matthew chapter 16, verse 13 to 18.
我们记得马太福音第十六章第十三到十八节。
Jesus asked his disciples a question.
耶稣基督问门徒这个问题。
Who do people think that I am?
人说我人子是谁？
And Peter said to him, "Some say you're Elijah, some say you're this, some say you're that."
彼得就回答说，有人说你是以利亚，有人说你是另外一位。
And then he looked at Peter and the disciples in their eyes and said, "But who do you think that I am?"
然后耶稣就看着彼得，其他门徒说，你们说我是谁？
And Peter, by the revelation of the Father, said, "We believe you are the Son of the Living God."
因着神的启示，彼得回答说：“我们相信你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Today I want to ask you the same question.
今天我要问你同样的问题。
Who is Jesus Christ to you?
耶稣基督对你来说是谁呢？
Is he just a good teacher?
他是否只是一个好的教师呢？
We can learn from him all the pedagogy skills.
我们只是从他那里得到很好的这个教导吗？
Is he just a prophet of God?
他难道只是神的先知吗？
Or is he a mere angel from heaven?
或者他只是从上帝来的使者呢？
Who is Jesus Christ to you?
对于你来说，耶稣基督是谁呢？
I hope your answer this morning will be the same as Peter.
希望大家今天早上的答案和彼得一样。
That You can say, without a shadow of doubt, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world.
希望你能够毫无疑问地说，我相信耶稣基督就是神的儿子，是我的救主。
This is an important question to answer because it affects your eternal destiny.
这是一个很重要的问题来回答，因为这影响你未来的这个方向。
Because the Bible says, "He that hath the Son hath life."
因为圣经说，有神的儿子就有生命。
He that hath not the Son of God hath not life.
没有神的儿子就没有生命。
And that life means eternal life.
那个生命就是永生。
And your answer to the question, "Who is Jesus Christ?" will determine where you spend eternity.
而你对这个问题，耶稣基督是谁的答案，决定你将来永恒会在什么地方。
May God speak to our hearts.
愿主对我们说话。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
Thank you for your word.
感谢主你的话。
Thank you for the miracles that are recorded.
感谢主在所记载的神迹里面。
To prove that our Lord Jesus is who He really claims to be.
来证明耶稣基督正如他所宣称的。
But we know that miracles itself is not enough to convince any man.
我们知道单是神迹不能够说服人。
Except your Holy Spirit convict us of our sin.
只有主你的圣灵在我们心中来使我们认罪。
And convict us of our need for the Savior.
让我们能够来知道我们需要主。
Even if a miracle happened in front of our eyes, we would not believe.
即使是神迹在我们眼前，我们也不会相信。
So have mercy upon our souls, O God.
主啊，求主你怜悯我们的灵魂。
And may your Spirit touch our lives, quicken us, and cause us to believe that Jesus is indeed the Son of God.
愿主你的圣灵感动我们，使我们来相信耶稣基督就是神的儿子。
And for those who believe in you, may we live a life that is pleasing unto you.
让我们一切相信你的，能够活出讨主喜悦的生命。
May we not have a dead faith, but a living faith.
让我们不是只是有一个大的信心，乃是有一个活的信心。
So help us not only to be hearers of the word, but to be doers also.
帮助我们不单是做听到的人，也做行道的人。
We pray and ask all this in the Lord Jesus' precious name.
我们如此祷告，是奉主耶稣基督宝贵圣名。
Amen. Thank you very much for your kind attention.